In 2017, the number of inmates in Pennsylvania's prisons fell by a record amount, more than 860 inmates. 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring spoke with a corrections official who says that's a good thing for public safety.
2017 was the fourth year in a row that Pennsylvania saw a decline in its prison population. In a statement, the Wolf administration said the Commonwealth is sending fewer people to prison for technical parole violations and holding inmates for shorter periods of time. These kinds of changes save the state money, and it's not at the expense of public safety, says Brett Buckland, who directs research at the Department of Corrections.
The trend over the last decade in Pennsylvania has been a crime decrease. And so what that tells us is that we're able to reduce the prison population and also reduce crime at the same time.
Buckland says having fewer inmates actually enhances public safety. That's partly because of the effect prison can have on people.
You have a certain number of lower-level offenders or first-time offenders or nonviolent offenders who go to state prison, and they come out worse than when they came in.
By spending less on prisons, the state can also increase funding for policing, substance abuse treatment, and victim services. All things that are more effective at reducing crime, according to Buckland. The prisoner population is expected to decline further as the years go on. More than 48,000 inmates remained in Pennsylvania's prisons at the end of 2017. I'm Onley Herring, 90.5 WESA News.